Mishnah has a machlokas on Daf Tes Sevar Aleph between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether or not a sukkah yishana is kosher. So what is a sukkah yishana, an old sukkah? So it was done, says the Rashi, explains that the Gemara explains that it's more than 30 days in advance of the Yantav of Sukkos. So he didn't specifically, below Pirish Shehe L'Shem Chag, and it also was not specifically said that it was being made in honor of Sukkos. It could have just been like some type of an outdoor structure. They weren't doing Dafka for the sake of the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So Beis Shammai says it's no good because you need to do a Sukkah L'Shma. And Beis Hillel says it's good because it doesn't need to be L'Shma, as we've said many times. It needs to be Dafka L'Shem Tzeil, but not L'Shem Mitzvah. Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi that you should go in there and pick up a little piece of the schach and put it back down in honor of the mitzvah. So there is this inyan l'chachila to do such a thing, but me'ikar adin, there is no chiv to build a sukkah l'shma. It only has to be built l'shem tzeil. Rashi has an interesting comment over here, though, where he says that why does Beis Shammai say that if it's within 30 days of the yantif, that's good enough? Because since there's a din, shol in b'hilchas achag, kodim L'chag, Shloshim Yom, since there is a din, you're supposed to be darshaning and asking questions in the halachos of the Yontif within 30 days of the Yontif, Stam Osa L'Shem Chag, Osa, right? So if you're doing it L'Shem Chag, if you make it Stam, so we assume you did it L'Shem the Yontif. But before 30 days, Stama, Lav L'Chag, but before 30 days, then we assume you did not do it with the Chag in mind. So this is reminiscent of the idea that we learn in Maseches Psachim, that obviously the idea is that Shol Midarshin in Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, he's supposed to darshan the laws of Pesach within 30 days of the Yontif, but the Gemara brings that up in the context of, do you have to check a house that you're not going to be in for Pesach? Let's say you have an apartment somewhere else, and you're not planning on being there over Pesach, and you're going to be leaving it more than 30 days in advance of Pesach, so the Gemara says you don't have to check it. But if you're going to be there within 30 days of Pesach, even if you're not going to show up on Pesach, you have to check it. So what's the pshat? Because you're supposed to be thinking about the halachos of the yantif within 30 days of the yantif. So within 30 days, it's considered in Yani Diyoma. So there you have a kasha of a number of Rishonim that they say that in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that you should darshan Hilchos Chag Bichag, not that you should do Shloshim Kodem Achag. So therefore, it's a question, which one are we supposed to follow? We're supposed to follow 30 days before the Chag, we're supposed to follow on the Chag itself. So many Rishonim address this issue, and the Ran has this famous teretz that really there is no inyan to learn the inyanim of the Chag 30 days beforehand. Obviously, there's an inyan to know the halachas, but let's say you already know the halachas, there's no inyan to dafka darshan shloshim yom kodem achag, more so than any other halachas. It says just, it's a question of if a Rebbe's saying a shir, or is a Rav is answering shailas, and one Talmud asks on topic, and one Talmud asks off topic, so you're supposed to answer the Talmud who's asking on topic first. So, and you can tell the other Talmud, listen, I'll have to deal with this later because it's not our topic of discussion. But if it's within 30 days of the Yontif, he is always considered Shoel Ke'inyan. He's always considered that he's asking Shaila on the topic at hand. But not that you have to give public drushes, or not that you have to learn the halachas. So that is the Ran's Shita. So on one hand, this Rashi sounds a little bit against the Ran, because on one hand, Rashi is saying that if you made it within 30 days of the Chag, the Pashtus is, you did it l'shem the Chag. On the other hand, it's not necessarily against the Ran, because it just means that even the Ran would agree, based on the Gemara and Psachim, that when you do something within 30 days of the Chag, so you're already thinking, it's like the Chag is at the forefront of your mind. That's why you have to do a bedika to get rid of the chametz of the apartment that you're not going to be in within 30 days of Pesach, because under those circumstances, it's considered that it's on your mind. So to hear, Beis Shammai is just saying that within 30 days, when you build a sukkah, so it's not stama structure to you, because the inyanim of sukkah are on your mind within 30 days of the yantif. But not necessarily that Rashi is a raya, that he argues on the Ran, because he's just saying that within 30 days of the yantif, most likely that's where your mind is, and therefore if you built the sukkah, you built it in honor of the yantif.